Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Counting distance and just kind of game management point of view, why was that a good time to take that shot?
It was the fourth play of that series. We were starting to roll a little bit. And really, all we needed was a field goal at that point in time. And so we had run the ball pretty efficiently. We felt like we could give them another look at that. And they'd feel like we were getting ready to just kind of hammer the ball and try to get into range. And they got a little bit over-aggressive, and we were able to capitalize on that.
Declan Doyle talking about what has happened with his offense in that game against the Packers. We'll hear from Declan Doyle in just a minute. It's the Spiegel and Holmes show. Alex, you don't know what was going on in here during the break, but I blew Gayhart's mind.
I'm shook
with some stuff. I was telling him about like the history of University of Chicago football, which is one of my favorite things.
Jay Berwanger,
very good.
Pride of Dubuque, Iowa, first Heisman Trophy winner,
1935.
Man, Alex knew that too.
Alex is a sneaky smart football guy. Wow. He's going places, but yeah, that whole thing is a. Me and Dave Revzin did a whole pod on it.
The whole World War II with
Oppenheimer
yeah. working there, and then Hubble being on the basketball team, taking the ball up to space. Like,
okay,
wow.
That I didn't know.
Yeah. It's insane. All right there. 55th and Ellis.
Charter part of the Big Ten?
Correct. They still have banners up. They still have like the Big Ten championship banners from like 1901 up.
Insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yes, it is one of the most slept on pieces of Chicago and Chicago sports history that there is.
I need to take a trip out there, Lawrence. We're having lunch out there, yeah, man. You got to show me around.
We'll do lunch out there, and I'll walk you around, and I'll show you the first Heisman. The whole thing's crazy. Like, you're going to see stuff and be like, wait, what? What do you mean that in the 20s they went to Japan and did a baseball tour? The University of Chicago is, man, like... Some of the history down there is striking.
Let's bring them back.
Well, they were actually in the D3 playoffs this year. Marshall does their play-by-play.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're moving in a really good direction, but they'll never be D1 football again. The academics took control of that place. And like, that's the end of that. That's the end
probably
of
all. For the best.
Yeah. If you read Stags University, you'll see that the stuff that goes on in college football has been going on in college football for a long time. Coaches being the most powerful person at the university, stuff like that. That has been going on since the 1800s. Or like, for example, if you look at the C from the University of Chicago, you will see the Bears C or Co-College. There are a couple other places that have that same C as well. There's a lot there, man. You know what? Let me produce a segment on CHSN. I'd love to do it. I would love to do something on CHSN just about the University of Chicago football program history.
Say less. I'm bringing it up on Monday.
Do it. Do it. All right. Let's talk about these Bears and their coordinators. Let's get to Dennis Allen first. Here's what Dennis Allen had to say about the comeback against the Packers and defending two guys that Clay has circled on his sheet for this upcoming game against San Francisco.
What was the experience of Saturday night like for you, just watching that whole thing unfold in the late stages?
Yeah, look, I mean, it was exciting. You know, it was a lot of fun. I think that just speaks to, you know, the type of team that Ben's built here. You know, so much of this game is mental. You know, and I think our guys are a gritty, tough group that you know, not only is physically tough, but mentally tough. And they're really not fazed by, you know, anything that happens in a game. And I think, you know, we always feel like, regardless of where we're at, regardless of what the situation, that we got a chance, you know. And so, and there was a lot of things that had to happen in that game. But our guys, you know, went out and executed when they needed to and made the plays they needed to.
The Niners get so much of their receiving use out of McCaffrey and their tight end. What's the challenge of playing a team that, I mean, they don't have a receiver who averages 50 yards a game, I don't think, but those two guys in the middle really do it for them.
Yeah, look, I think it's tough. I mean, I think, you know, backs and tight ends, you know, are really tough matchups, you know, on a defense. There's usually some things, you know, if you have an outstanding receiver, there's kind of some things that you can really do to, you know, try to take those guys away. It becomes more challenging, you know, inside at the tight end running back position. Yeah, it's unique, I think, that they're getting so much production from those two spots. And those two guys are, you know, as good as it comes in terms of, you know, playing the tight end position. You know, Kittle as a blocker, Kittle as a receiver, the run after catch that he provides, it's certainly a challenge. And then obviously McCaffrey, you know, I've seen him a lot over the course of my career, being in the same division with him in Carolina and that type of stuff. So I know exactly what type of challenge he presents. So, and look, the quarterback does a really good job of executing the offense, distributing the football. That's really what he does an outstanding job of. And I don't think they do anything where they say, we're going to throw it to this guy, you know, on this particular play. I think he does a great job of getting through his progressions, and he throws it to the open guy. And they've got a lot of guys. They distribute the ball really well.
All right, Clay, let's start with the tight end. George Kittle, I feel like he's the most well-rounded tight end in the game. What do you think of him?
Absolutely correct. He's had at least 67 yards in six straight games. Okay, in last week, he didn't even finish the game. Seven catches, 115 yards, and a touchdown. To me, he is the biggest weapon for that team right now. I know Christian McCaffrey is getting used like a rented mule. I mean, they give this guy the ball so much. He's going to become the fifth player in NFL history to have 1,800 scrimmage yards at least five times in his career.
That's wild.
And this is going on a team that since week 11, the 49ers are 5-0, averaging 34.5 points per game. They've won five straight games by 10-plus points. Almost unheard of the role they're on. They have been playing against a little lesser competition. But Kittle, along the same lines of Cole Kmet, he's so tough to stop because you can put him anywhere. He's a guy you can put the front side of zone. You can put the front side of power. And then that makes it so difficult because when you have that run action to the strength and he goes out there on a play-action pass, you have to respect it because there's a good chance that could be a run too. If it's Evan Engram out there on the right side and you see the run action to the right, he's either arc releasing the safety or it's a pass. You're not going to put him blocking on the front side of a play. Really hard to block. But the thing about Kittle is, I don't know if I've seen, outside of Gronk, a guy I played with, a better player at transitioning, a tight end at least, transitioning from the catch to the run. Usually guys will take a second, they'll catch the ball
and gather
and run. It is a skill. It is a talent. When you catch, he's almost making his move as he's catching the football. And this guy was a receiver back in high school. His receiving skills, he's physical, he's fast, he can do everything. And this is going to be a job, not for the cornerbacks. TJ Edwards, Tremaine Edmonds, going to get matched up on him a lot. Kyle Shanahan's really good at motioning to get the matchups that he wants. If it's a 3-by-1, if it's a 2-by-2, he motions a 3-by-1. Now all of a sudden your linebacker's guarding George Kittle. So they're going to have a big ass there. And it's the same thing with Kyle Juszczyk, with Christian McCaffrey. They're so good at motioning these guys. To me, McCaffrey is more dangerous in the receiving game than he is in the passing game. Like I said, he's on pace to have 1,000 yards as a receiver and as a runner. I mean, that's unheard of. He's a receiver that can also run the football in my eyes. So this is going to be huge matchup for these linebackers. TJ Edwards, not known for his ability to cover guys, and I love how they made the switch. TJ in the middle. Put Tremaine on the outside. He's bigger. He's longer. He's more athletic. He's faster. TJ is just so good at recognizing plays and triggering. His superpower is his smarts, how quick he's able to get downhill to diagnose a play, and he's a sure tackler. So the safeties, too, will be involved in this, but these guys on the inside, the linebackers, the safeties, a little Brisker, a little Byard, are going to have their hands full trying to guard these players, and it's not like they don't have any receivers. Kendrick Bourne is a guy that's really come on. Juwan Jennings is a guy that can make plays. I know Brandon Ayuk is speeding down the 49ers practice facility, going 90, waving at the crowd and putting it on Instagram for some reason. But it's going to be a really tough ask for this Bears team. And I think their path to victory this week is going to be turnovers. The Bears have won the turnover battle 10 times. They've won all 10 of those games. Brock Purdy will give you the football. He is, I think, 32nd out of 33 players, in turnover rate this year at quarterback. So the Bears need to force turnovers and be really good in the red zone, because this team's going to get their yards, and I think they can do that.
Declan Doyle. We'll get to Declan Doyle. George Kittle, huge Bears fan, by the way.
Yeah.
When he's not playing the Bears. He loves the Bears. That's a big thing for him. Declan Doyle did talk about the Bears quarterback. He talked about Caleb's touchdown throw through the wind, how impressive it was, and everyone on that offensive staff getting in sync.
Definitely, you know, Caleb throwing that ball into the wind. After all the conversation early in the year about his deep ball inaccuracy, I guess, how big of a moment was that for it to be that kind of a throw?
Yeah. It was cool. I mean, it's something that we see in practice, and we've seen that continue to get better. Really, since we've been here, that has been a big point of emphasis for him. It's something that him and JT have drilled. It's something that we spend time and talk about. And so in a big moment with the brightest lights and to be able to go execute and do that, it was awesome to be able to go see that. But that's something that, you know, we're going to expect from him on a regular basis, just because that's what he's capable of. And really, it's about just doing that consistently now, day in and day out, and then on Sundays.
In that wind, do you think people appreciate how hard it is to just put the ball exactly where you wanted to put it?
No, I don't think so, because you can't. You really can't see it on TV. You can't see it from the general public. You know, our stadium, we feel like it's an advantage for us because it does get windy. We do have to play in the elements, and we feel like we have a quarterback who can cut the wind a little bit. And really, regardless of where we're playing or what the conditions are, we feel like he's going to be able to throw the ball well. And so, no, I don't think it's as appreciated, and yet. You know, him being able to go out and execute it and everybody being able to see that is a really big positive.
By all accounts, Ben didn't ease into his relationship with Caleb, so much so to the point that Caleb suggested that there were points where he didn't know Ben liked him. Yeah. Why has it worked between the two of them in your eyes?
Yeah, I think the amount of time they spend together, the relationship that they've built, that's the most important thing. You need the play caller and the quarterback to be in sync. Be able to think the same way. I think both of them have been very open to learning how each other, you know, kind of operate. And that takes time. There's no shortcut to that. There's nothing fake about that. That's them being in a room and talking through football. And part of it is Caleb being wide open to being trained to think like Ben thinks. And part of that is Ben figuring out, how do I communicate to the quarterback in the best way for him to understand. And I think that's in any coach-player relationship. It's the same thing. You're trying to figure out, how does this guy learn best? And then how can I put him in positions to go out and have success? And I think that's the biggest thing is they've spent a bunch of time together, and you're starting to see that.
There's so many parallels. The other job that I have, teaching, to the stuff that I hear football coaches, the best football coaches, talking about, and that's figuring out how people learn and then how to get through to them. Who are the best teachers in your career, and what made them good when you were trying to figure stuff out at any level?
I'd say Andy Reid, obviously. He was a guy that always taught you the why, and he would tell you why a play is happening. And unfortunately for me, it was at the beginning of my career, and I was kind of swimming, and I was still kind of focused on the tight end position. But as I moved forward and progressed forward, Ron Middleton was my tight end coach in Jacksonville, really good at what he did. And then I moved to New England. Brian Daboll was probably the best tight end coach at doing that. And Gronk was lucky to have him for his whole career. But just everything from, okay, if it's cover two, you want to press this guy inside for as far as you can because he does not want you to go there, then you can slip around him. You save yourself so much space and you got that back shoulder. There's so many little idiosyncrasies, these small little details. If it's cover three, if it's a one high safety, he doesn't want you to go outside. His help is in the middle. So press this guy outside. Make him think you're running outside of him. Slip underneath. Now you saved yourself so much space from that middle safety. That's incredible. And the other thing I wanted to touch on real quick, and we heard it from Declan early in the game, talking about that last play. And I think I've heard a couple other people talk about it, but that play was out of 13 personnel. The Bears had run six plays prior to that last play out of 13 personnel, the touchdown to DJ Moore. They had ran the ball every time. Green Bay thinks they're trying to sneak into field goal range, kick a long field goal, get off the field. Guess what? 13 personnel. LaFleur probably says, hey, they're running this. Halfley goes, oh, yeah, we're setting the house. Zero blitz. They're 13. They haven't shown a pass out of this. They probably haven't even got one in the game plan. Seventh play out of 13 personnel was that play to DJ Moore. So that's kind of like that cat and mouse game. They think that they're running it. They're outside of field goal range. They're trying to kick you out. Ben calls it because he knows when they see 13 go on the field, they're going to try to run this ball. He doesn't. Instead, he throws a dime 57 yards through the air, the third longest completion of Caleb Williams' career to DJ Moore in the corner of the end zone. And for Caleb to throw that ball through that wind when 2 weeks earlier he lost a game on a similar pass against the same defensive back, it's just incredible.
The point that you make about the personnel grouping and then the play that's called, Ben talked about it at the beginning, making same things look different and different things look the same. When you do have 13 personnel out there, defenders are keying. They're keying on the personnel. They're keying on how guys are lined up, what the formation is like, what the motion is like. And your eyes will to be like, I know this. I know this. I know what they're getting ready to do. Ben's ability to play call, like his feel for the game, yes, is pretty elite.
Elite, Lawrence. I go back to the last playoff game that I actually played in. I was on the playoff roster with the Saints, but I was injured when I don't know if you remember the Tommy Lee Lewis interference, Drew Brees. We're supposed to go to the Super Bowl. Bad interference. We end up losing. Whole thing there, but getting off topic. But that game with the Lions, I remember playing against the Seahawks in Seattle. And Bobby Wagner, the man's still playing, by the way.
He is.
He was old then, and he's still playing at a high level. But we ran this play to where I motioned in the backfield. I did a little cross motion. I was a wing tight end. And I go in the backfield, and we run a little ISO. And I cut Bobby Wagner. And I remember going to Stafford. I go, okay, hey, start me in the backfield. Let's see if we can send a different receiver in motion because he's going to pick up on that. You know who you're playing against. He's going to know what play is coming. We do that. As soon as he sees me on the field, watch the ISO, watch the ISO, watch the ISO. He knew that play because you have so many plays in the game plan. You see the same personnel grouping out there. You're obviously starting to think about that play. He knew it. We run the play. He just blows up the whole thing. Nothing I could do at that point because we had shown it before. Even when we try to do a little bit of a motion, not start. And I've been in situations to where I've come in and I've crack block,
and
start out wide.
And black.
Yeah. Start out, yeah. You start out wide receiver. You motion in. You crack block a defensive end. I say, hey, this time, Don't motion me so we can try to get this defensive end and not know what's coming, because once they see the same motion, they're going to know what play is coming. So that's what Ben Johnson is thinking about. He's throwing this window dressing on it. He's letting them know that they've seen this formation before. They've seen this motion before. They're all thinking it's going to be this play that we've run previously. And then he pops his pass over the top. In that playoff game against Detroit, if we would have did that same motion to Bobby Wagner, he would have been thinking ISO, ISO, ISO. Instead, we go over the top to Marvin Jones, who was a big receiver that year. Stafford was our quarterback. We might have scored a touchdown because that whole team tackled us in the backfield. When I say us, I was one of them getting tackled because he tackled me and the running back at the same time.
Why don't we take a break and we can come back and listen to HT along with Clay turning the page for us and getting us ready for what the 49ers have to offer. All that is coming up. If this has been sexy football today, I know it's Christmas Eve and you're out here doing all sorts of stuff, but we've gotten a real look into the game because Clay Harbor is in the building sitting in for Speaks. It's a Spiegel and Holmes show here on The Score.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What is it about black bullying that's found some run the ball in these situations?
Yeah, so first thing with Blackwell is he's an unbelievable athlete, okay? But it goes past that. He's a very cerebral player. So he sits in the front row just like you are. Right here in the meeting, and he is dialed in, taking notes, unbelievable when it comes to asking the right questions.
Richard Hightower talking about Josh Blackwell, who had a huge recovery on the onside kick. And the special teams unit last week had a really good week. It was part of the reason that the Bears were able to win the game. Clay Harbor is here. He's sitting in for Speaks. Coach is going to join us. Where's Speaks? Coach is going to join us at 5 o'clock today. He's going to ask that almost immediately, so be prepared for it, Clay, when Coach comes onto the show. Richard Hightower has been a part of conversations about the Bears all season long. And he has really enjoyed watching what's happened with the Bears under the leadership of Ben Johnson.
You were very forward with us in the summer about how special you thought Ben was.
Well, you remember that now.
4 months removed from that, what has struck you about the way that he has propelled this run?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because I do
I can't believe you remember that. Yeah, but no, I hear you. I hear you. No, so 4 months ago, you're right. I said I thought that he was special, and I believe that with my whole heart. And what made me feel that way is the way he carried himself and the way he operated once I got around him. From outside in, you can see the skill and the talent from calling plays, but then when you get around him and you see the type of accountability that he has, how he pushes himself to be the best, and how he's never satisfied, even when we do well. So it's kind of like two peas in a pod, because kind of that's how I think, you know? So, like, when I met him, finally met him and started working with him, I said, well, this is unbelievable, because he has the rare talent and skill set to call plays, to do all of that stuff. And then he has the leadership ability to be in front of the room and command the room. And he holds himself to a high standard. But I'm just lucky because I know what it looks like. Fortunately, because I work with Sean McVay. I was an office mate with Sean McVay. I was an office mate when we were all starting together. It was Matt LaFleur, myself, Mike McDaniel, Robert Saleh, all in one office. Kyle Shanahan was on that staff. I've worked with Raheem Morris. I work with Aaron Glenn. I work with, you know, a lot of different guys I've been lucky to be around, that a lot of them have become head coaches. So it's just either you have it or you don't have it. And Ben has it. And I just thought that 4 months ago. So I'm glad that it's playing out like it's playing out.
See, you laugh there at the end. Chuckle Hut is back open.
I worked with Matt Eberflus. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
You know, I don't know if he wants to be saying that right now. But I think that a lot of people were hoping, Clay, that Ben Johnson would be special. But to see it play out this way, this early, has been gratifying. Because he was the guy that everyone wanted the Bears to hire. Like, there was no question about it. There have been maybe other guys that you wanted to see the Bears interview, but when it came to if they can get Ben Johnson, they should probably get Ben Johnson. It doesn't always work out when the hot coordinator gets the head coaching job. So far, it's worked out.
And Lawrence, I want to preface this by saying I respect Mike Vrabel. I think he's excellent.
He might be the coach of the year.
He might be the coach of the year, but here's why Ben Johnson, in my opinion, is the coach of the year.
Okay.
Ben Johnson is not only setting the culture. He is not only managing situational football. He's not only the overseer. We've heard them talk about he does the pass installs. He does the run installs. He's the guy that's having meetings with Caleb Williams every day. Mike Vrabel has Josh McDaniels taking care of the offense. He's got someone, I don't know, it escapes me who the defensive coordinator over there. He's not calling plays. He's setting the culture. He is doing a number of good things. But Ben Johnson.
Terrell Williams.
Great job there, the Patriots. It's been great to see what they've done. Big fan of Mike Vrabel. But Ben Johnson is calling these plays. He's got a top five offense. This running game is incredible. He's done it all with a second year quarterback, his first year in the system, and he's doing both things at once. He isn't just overseeing his coordinator and both coordinators. He's in the building, he's teaching, he's doing everything, he's calling the plays while still handling the culture building, while still handling all that. I think Ben Johnson should be number one, Liam Cohen should be number two, because he's doing the same thing in Jacksonville with the Jaguars, even though they lost their second overall draft pick, Brian Thomas Jr. has been putting baby oil on his gloves, can't catch a cold. He's still winning games and has got Trevor Lawrence playing the best ball of their lives.
Mike McDonald has a gripe, too, for coach of the year.
He's calling defense, and he is the head coach as well. But then you look at this. The Detroit Lions, offense is looking good, but they are not calling the right situational plays. I'm sorry. Dan Campbell had 2.5 years with, he had a year with Ben Johnson, a couple years. He's got 11 wins without Ben Johnson. He had a season, two seasons without him at offensive coordinator. He's got 11 wins without him. Ben Johnson already has 11 wins without Dan Campbell. You look at Liam Cohen when he left Tampa. What happened to Baker Mayfield? I mean, that's when you see how important some of these guys are. What happened to the team when you left? And then now that Ben Johnson is here. First-year head coach. Vrabel's done this job before. This is his second go-round, and he's come in and changed the culture as well as having this offense produce the best offense they've done in I don't know how many years.
Okay. Ordinarily, we do a segment on this show on Wednesdays called Turn the Page, because that's usually when most NFL teams do it. They start practicing their game plan for the upcoming opponent. Last week, we turned the page real early because it was Packers week, and it was a blowout against the Cleveland Browns, and we didn't feel like we need to spend a lot of time talking about it. This week, we've kind of delayed turning the page because everyone's in such a good mood. It's Christmas time. The Bears beat the Packers. It was a legendary game. The two teams played on the lakefront. But we're going to do like a mini turn the page. We're going to let Clay turn the page and tell us all the things that we need to know about the Bears and the 49ers.
Don't you guys do a turn the page segment
Wednesday? On Wednesday,
it's time to turn the page.
Turn the page Wednesday.
I don't know when I turn the page.
And then you got to turn the page real quick.
We just haven't been able to like turn the page.
That's what you have to do. You got to turn the page.
I think now we all can move on.
Looking ahead to this week's opponent.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Because we need to know when to turn the page. There I go.
Clay, what do we need to know about the San Francisco 49ers when they take on the Bears Sunday night and Sunday night football out in Santa Clara?
Man, you just brought me back to my Dwight roots with that Metallica right there. You didn't think I knew that, Lawrence. I know all about Metallica. That is Dwight, Illinois right there.
I bet there's a Clay Harbor like highlight tape with this in the background.
Oh, yeah, probably somewhere. But okay, here's what we need to know about this game. The San Francisco 49ers, where do they struggle? Their defense is not good. Let's look at pass rush win rate as a unit. The Niners are 29th in pass rush win rate. They have the fewest sacks in the entire NFL. They lost Fred Warner. They lost Nick Bosa. They're two big-time players. They've had some guys step up. Their linebackers are solid against the run. They are not good in coverage. Get the tight end the football. We've been talking a lot about the tight ends. I think a big week from Colson Loveland's coming. They're decent against the run, the 16th best run-stop win rate, 12th against the run total. So I still think you got to test that if you're the Bears, 12th best run team. I like the Bears. In my opinion, they're the best run team. They're the best run team since the bye week, second best in the NFL behind the Buffalo Bills. Try to run the ball, but there are more holes than Swiss cheese in this defensive backfield. Throw the ball down the field. You're going to have some openings. Hopefully you get Luther Burden back, who is limited in practice today. I don't think Rome will be back, but DJ coming off a big game. You still got these two tight ends. I think there will be plenty of throws downfield. Now, defensively, Lawrence, is where it gets a little bit tough. Like I said, Christian McCaffrey needs 151 yards in the last two games to become the first player ever with multiple 1,000 season. That's 1,000 receiving yards, 1,000 rushing yards. And Brock Purdy has been uber efficient, and he's really best on the late downs too, the third and fourth down. So situationally, you got to be really good on third and fourth down. Against the Colts, he was 7-8 for 65 yards and 6 first downs last week. So this guy is really good at extending drives, really good in the red zone. He had 5 touchdowns. You know the last 49er quarterback to have 5 touchdowns was?
Joe Montana?
Steve Young in the Super
Close
Bowl.
Enough.
In the regular season, you're exactly right. It was Joe Montana. Purdy is playing at a high level. He's getting his, not explosiveness back, his elusiveness back. He's running around a little bit. He's making some plays. So the Bears are going to have to do, they're going to have to be really good situationally on defense. They're going to give up some yards. They got to be good in the red zone. They got to get some takeaways. They got to be really good on third down. And just let their offense score more points. This isn't going to be a low-scoring game, in my opinion. The Bears are going to have to throw the ball. Obviously, still make sure you're running the football, the play action. Like I said, these linebackers, good against the run, not good against the pass. Get the tight ends the ball, and I think the Bears can come away with a victory in Santa Clara. And the game means a lot. If the Bears win their last two games, they have a 60% chance to win the number one seed in the league. If the 49ers win their last two games, guess what?
They're the number one seed.
They wouldn't have to go home throughout the whole playoffs. Guess where the Super Bowl is?
Santa Clara.
Santa Clara. So this game is going to be another playoff atmosphere game with a lot on the line.
Okay, let me ask you this one thing before we close this out. the Bears have struggled to generate consistent pressure. How can they do that? How do you envision Dennis Allen maybe doing some of that in this game? Because there's some pick your poison here. If you start sending guys that leave some one-on-one opportunities for the two guys you pointed out, McCaffrey and Kittle. So how do you do it?
We talked about the 49ers pass rush win rate at 29th, according to ESPN Analytics. The Bears, 31st pass rush win rate. You don't want to send blitzes because Purdy is really good at blitzes. Shanahan is going to unfold your blitzes. He's going to make you show him with all the motion he runs. There's entire systems of offense based on what Shanahan does. So you got to hope that your front four can generate some pressure. They've been better of late. Grady Jarrett, I'm watching the All-22, has been coming on strong, had a really good first half. He's playing good football. Montez Sweat had the good pass rush at the end of the game, but you're going to need some from Austin Booker. You want to get pressure with these front four because, trust me, you do not want to blitz Brock Purdy because he's so efficient. He's so good at knowing when the blitz comes, it kind of shortens his reads. He doesn't have to sit back and do anything. He knows exactly where to go with the football. So pressure with the front four, that's been hard for the Bears. But I think this defensive line is getting better, and they're getting to a point to where they can actually start affecting games right now.
All right. That is the preview. We have turned the page. Clay turned the page. We are also going to turn the page on Friday's show when Zach Zabeman is here hanging out with me. But Clay has given you ample stuff to chew on before the Bears and the 49ers play each other. Let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk about PFF rankings. Let's talk about the quarterback. Let's talk about PFF rankings. We'll do that next here on The Score.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
So I've been waiting to say, and the stars are Spiegel and Holmes. Chicago.
Afternoons on The Score.
The Bill Curtis interviews like a highlight of the year. Talking to that guy. That was really, really incredible stuff. Clay Harbor is hanging out for another hour or so. Coach is going to join us in 10 minutes. That's right. If you're in your car, you're driving to Christmas Eve dinner, or you were lucky enough to get an invite to Carmen Vitale's house. Because from, from what she told us yesterday.
They're throwing down
seven fish. thing over at Carmen's house.
She's Italian.
House. Yes.
My sister-in-law is Italian. When her mom, I don't know, what is there a name for that, or is it just my sister-in-law's mom? I don't think there's
a specific
name. But when she's in town for holidays, I make sure to go to those. She's Italian, and we got all the seven fishes, the pies, the cake. They know how to cook some food.
Carmen brought in cookies yesterday that were incredible, and I know that's not on your diet right now, Clay, but it sea salt chocolate chips checked out for M&M's. She put the M&M's in them. She uses a little bit of vanilla extract too. Oh my God, like so good.
Misconception, man. I have cheat days, Lawrence. I'll eat cookies. People think, you know, Clay, you must have this diet. Yeah, most of the time I'm doing pretty well, but I have my cheat days.
What's your cheat day like?
I love cookies. I'm a big pastry guy, man. I'll go to a local bakery and I'll just an almond croissant, whatever, man. I just look at the best bakeries in Chicago. I think I've hit most of them, but big pastry guy, believe it or not. Cookies, croissants, cakes, all of it.
Alex, what you got for cheat day?
Yeah, no, I'm a fat kid at heart, so that's a tough question.
And you're what, 6'5"?
6'4".
6'4"?
Yeah, but
and the metabolism
used to be a little huskier.
Yeah, but the metabolism is pretty fast right now for you.
I can put on weight pretty quickly. But yeah, the cookies, like you said, the almond croissant, man, is different. It's different. The girlfriend and I, we get the ones from Trader Joe's and
and
make them every Saturday morning. So pretty much anything and everything sweet. And she's Filipino, and the Filipino desserts,
they're insane.
They are different. They have ube. There's a bunch of different flavors. Not a lot of chocolate in them, but Filipino desserts they just hit different.
Man, you have to bring some in, Alex. Well, next time I'm here, don't bring them in just for Lawrence, man. I want to try some of these myself.
I definitely will. Just for you, Clay.
We definitely have to get you back in here. Oh, by the way, that series I was talking about on Netflix is called Death by Lightning, and it's all about the presidency of James Garfield.
I got to watch that after some of the stuff you were telling me. I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, to have one of his descendants was my advisor at DePaul. I believe Professor Garfield is still teaching at DePaul. So the idea of there being a Netflix series about James Garfield, the country's 20th president, it's some wild stuff.
That's what I'm doing tonight.
All right, put it on. There it is. Death by Lightning Strikes. That's the name of the series. Go check it out. And you can be a part of our history club, because that's all me and Clay are doing during breaks is talking about history, which is cool stuff. All right, let's talk about this, though. Polymarket Football put this out. Most pass yards lost due to drops this season. Here are the top seven. Cam Ward, 256. Jordan Love, 287. Bo Nix, 295. Dak Prescott, 303. I feel like most of those drops happened in that Monday night game a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. Matthew Stafford, 306. Trevor Lawrence, 319. Caleb Williams, number one on this list with 352 yards that have been dropped so far this season. You're someone who used to catch the ball, Clay. What do you make of this? Because if you're the quarterback, you're like, man, I could have had so many more yards. And if you're the guys that are catching the ball, you're like, man, that's rough that y'all putting it on us that we have these drops.
I go back to just last game. And to me, when a quarterback has a player with a big drop, it's so deflating. Olamide Zaccheaus had a ball hit him in a bad spot. His hands in right between the numbers. And to me, most quarterbacks, it's like, wow, that was the play. This is what we're going to be talking about. What if OZ made that play? Guess what? Caleb comes back, throws another ball to DJ Moore, touchdown in the end zone to Jahdae Walker. Caleb throws a catchable ball. It is a little bit harder in the elements if it's windy, but you got to catch the football. Your job is catching the football. And I think the Bears got a lot of good players with hands and that can catch. Rome, early in the year, he would have games where he had six solid catches. He would have that one drop. He would have five catches. You'd have that
Luther
one drop.
Luther Burden's like that too, where he'll have like four incredible plays and then a play that you expect him to make, he would drop. And you're like, oh, that's too bad because he could have ran for forever.
Exactly. You got to cut out these drops. These are huge, not just because, yeah, you dropped in the yardage, but the down and distance. It hurts the quarterback's confidence, not his confidence, but his confidence in you. And OZ was a guy in training camp.
Caught everything.
I'm like, this guy is really going to be a weapon. And I'm not saying he's having a terrible season, but I expected more from what I saw in training camp in OZ. I go, how did Washington let this guy go? And he's a guy down the stretch with some of these injuries that is really going to have to step up, put those drops behind you. Another thing is, when you drop a ball as a player, it starts to stay with you a little bit. The next play, you're a little bit, okay, it's not as easy, it's not as smooth. You're a little bit, your confidence a little bit shaken. So the receivers that I have the most respect for, you guys see drop that big pass, next thing you know, they go right back to him, catches it again. Because in those big spots, you start to think about that stuff. If I drop this, and you got to keep that out your head, you got to play with an open mind, free mind, not thinking about stuff. But it does creep in. It's like DJ Moore. He's having a great game. So that play was scary. That ball's in the air for a long time. I don't want to drop that. So I think that with some players, myself included, if you get a ball early in the game, a nice, easy stick route, a hitch route, and you just get them in the flow of the game, I think that helps a lot. That's why I love special teams. I think special teams has a great impact on the game, but it always keeps you in the game. If you're cold on the bench, you're a third or fourth guy on the roster, and that's also why Jahdae Walker was so impressive. These special teams, you run down that first kickoff, get a tackle, get a big hit, guess what? You're snapped into it. Now you're in the mode of you're playing football now. So that's always something to think about.
Coach is going to join us, and I know you've worked with Coach on Pro Football Weekly. It's going to be a lot of fun. Actually, because you and I haven't had a chance to talk about the Jahdae Walker thing today.
Yes.
I want you and Coach to talk a little bit about it, because it really was an impressive catch by him. And I know people are like, he was wide open. Yeah. But,
yes.
So let's talk about that with Coach. Let's get his thoughts. And let's say Merry Christmas to one of our favorite people. Dave Wannstedt joins us next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app,
And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.